Test 1, Question 4. Now, this concept of de-individuation was most memorably demonstrated through a classic study done in the 70s. And this study was basically a trick-or-treat type study to see if children in various groupings and under various conditions would be willing to take more than one piece of candy, even if they were specifically told that they should not, or that they were not allowed to. Now, the key findings from this study. The first of those findings was that when children came in a group with other children, and they were anonymous, so nobody knew any personal details about them, they were willing to take more than the allowed one piece of candy in more than 60% of cases. On the other hand, when children came by themselves and were, you know, definitively identified, perhaps through some personal information like their names, they only took, in that situation, more than one piece of candy in only 10% of cases. So, generally speaking, if they were alone and had been identified, then they were not willing to break those rules associated with this trick-or-treating situation. Question. Explain how the children's behavior from the trick-or-treating study supports the central theories of de-individuation.